Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gift of Gaming post show. I'm still joined by Craig the Critical Nolan. Craig, how are you?
Hey,
We were just discussing our favorite Smash Brothers characters. We've kind of finished the character section of the Smash Brothers series, and I thought what would be interesting for the post show would be have a little quick little discussion of the characters you'd want to remove from Smash Brothers and what characters you'd put in their place. I'm going to kick off the conversation with It's a character that's really annoyed me. We touched upon him in the actual main episode today. But a character I would absolutely 100% remove from Smash Brothers because I cannot stand that they're there, Ridley.
Ridley.
I want Ridley gone.
Wow, excellent. I didn't even think of Ridley, but that's a great idea.
Get Ridley the fuck out of Smash Brothers. And I would replace Ridley with Aloy from Horizon. As a trapper kind of base character. Not so much the bow and arrow, which I know. Yeah. But
leaning
to
the trapper element of her more. I like that. Yeah.
That would be my first remove and change with. So I take out Ridley and I throw in Aloy. I think Aloy would have a bit of a different kind of Snake setting mines, setting traps. She's got a huge weapon thing to use, groups of weapons to use from slingers and bombs and all that kind of stuff. I think she'd be a lot of fun. And she's become one of the kind of the lead characters from PlayStation now, essentially. Yeah, so I think she's deserving of a place in the Smash Brothers roster based on.
And she's got a decent enough color scheme as well that they could, make all her look costumes, a bit different because of all the different gear
and
she wears.
Yeah, all the skins would just be all those deadly costumes from the different tribes and stuff she visits. I think there's huge potential for an Aloy character in Smash Brothers. Yeah, and animation-wise, graphics-wise, she'd fit in exactly like a Cloud.
Well, they would have to alter the look of her big time. Yeah,
but just make her a little bit slightly
just more cartoony
type
thing. But I love how they do that with Smash characters. I'd love to see what it looks like.
So that'd be my first removal in addition. What's your first removal in addition then for Smash Bros, Craig?
A removal, I suppose, would be any of Lucina, Crom, or Roy, a lot of people like Roy because he's been there a long time. And the only reason the others are in is because they are echoes. Am I kind of cheating in a way? For me, I would take out all of the Fire Emblem characters except for Marth,
Okay.
Just because...
Even Ike? You take Ike out of the game?
I guess so, but because... I mean, if going forward, I would. And it's only because, Marth is the face of Fire Emblem. He's in, at least three or four of the games. Yeah. They've remade that first game. And even in that latest Fire Emblem Engage, they brought him in as well. So Marth is kind of the unofficial face of Fire Emblem. And if you want, one or two representatives per game, Marth makes the most sense. The rest, they don't, And I don't think if you made a Smash Brothers game tomorrow, Ike would be in there. That being said, I love him, but I don't think he deserves his spot
because I would have taken out, if I was going for Smash Brothers characters, I would definitely take out Crom. I'd take out Lucina, and I would take out Karin because I don't like Karin as a character in the game. But I would keep the likes of Robin. I would keep Roy, and I'd keep Marth. But I can see your argument maybe for not having Ike in there. Yeah, Marth, yeah. Roy, and
well,
Robin
Ike is
because
he's Ganondorf is now similar to Ike in his sword attacks, but Ganondorf didn't originally have those sword attacks. But Ike is a great sword user. He's big, heavy, and slow. Very different to Mark. So he'd be my next one to keep in.
Okay.
But so if it's just remove him and I can't play that character ever again, Pyra. Pyra should never have been in the game, but because she is so annoyingly OP for standard Smash. Any fool who's never played the game could pick Pyra
and just
press up and B all day and just kill everyone.
So who do you replace Pyra or the Fire Emblem characters with? I know you've always said to me that you got kind of everyone you wanted, that there's no one outstanding for you, but I'm interested on your take of who, even if it's not a character that you would have demanded to be in Smash Brothers, I'm interested on your take of who you think deserves a place in Smash Brothers.
So the character who deserves to be in it the most is for me very, very easy, and it's Travis Touchdown, because No More Heroes on the Wii was a massive game when the Nintendo system had fuck all third party support. Everyone was just pulling out and being no, it's too hard to design games graphically inferior to the PlayStation 3 versions and etc. So a lot of third party developers were no, I'm out of here. We can't make games for the Wii, but the company behind No More Heroes didn't do that. They doubled down. We're like, no, we're making a third-party game specifically for the Wii, and then we're going to release a brilliant sequel for it, and it used the motion controls in really unique and exciting ways. So Travis earned his place, but never got it,
Yeah, that's a fair point.
even though he's essentially just a guy with a lightsaber, so he'd play as Shulk or Mart or any of the others. But in terms of characters who deserve to be there, Travis, true No More Heroes and No More Heroes 2, those games could have made a fortune if they released on Xbox and PlayStation, but they didn't. They stuck with Nintendo and made a lot less money.
Yeah.
But for me, they are the most deserving of a character.
I like that. Travis is great shout.
But I go with Marls a lot. So would he be fun to play? Not really, because he just has a lightsaber.
There's plenty of characters not fun to be, but my thing about my list of characters that I added are characters I think really deserve a spot in Smash Bros. Not necessarily that their moveset will be great. I mean, I try and make them exciting, of course, but it's about characters that are deserving within the video game realm to be in the game. My next one that I take out because I fucking hate them would be Lucario. I get Lucario so out of that game so fast. And I would put in Phoenix Wright.
Oh, nice.
I think Phoenix Wright could have had really interesting, when he shouts objection or whatever else, and you get the big speech bubble out, and it could be powerful, attack moves and stuff like that, that kind of way. Mm-hmm. That's what I would have looked at for sure in that scenario. I think that's the guy maybe who's looking for the... Or maybe he's gone now. We have possibly someone looking for the room. So we'll try and we'll keep moving along. But Phoenix Wright would have been good, I think, with all those kind of animations. I think he could have had a cool psychic character almost by saying those things that would cause damage to the characters. But get Lucario out of there. No time for Lucario. Gone.
Brilliant.
Anyone else you'd knock out, put in?
I would put in Crash Bandicoot just because he's the face of PlayStation.
He's on my list as well.
I feel like he should be in there.
Moveset would be great.
Just because Minecraft and who's the other one that is in there? Is Minecraft Steve is the face?
It's Steve.
And the Doom guy, and I would also put in the Halo fella.
Master Chief is on my list as well.
Just because to have the faces. I don't think they deserve it, but I think in terms of video game mascots, they are some of the top ones.
I think Master Chief would be a good one to have because of the level of movesets that they have. They'd have the energy sword, the needler. He'd have a couple of interesting
things. Yeah, I think you could do a lot with the needler gun because the weapons in that, those They're games are goofy as fuck. They look plastic and stupid. Yeah, I don't know how people love Halo.
But it would fit the Smash Bros. realm, no problem at all.
Because it's so boxy and cartoony.
Master Chief, I was kind of saying Crash Bandicoot, of course, would be a great character. Great style of animation, great move set, the Aku, the Uku, the masks. I can see that having a place. The spin attack. Do you know what I mean? He'd have a lot to offer, I think, as a character, way more than the likes of fucking Piranha Plant, who would also kick out of.
But Piranha Plant has such a unique move set that
so boring.
I pick Piranha Plant quite a bit. None of their friend group ever do, but you pick the Duck Hunt Dog for a similar reason. Piranha Plant is just like that.
But from Nintendo characters, so I had an interesting thing where when I was thinking of characters I would kick out, I was thinking of similar characters within the genre that I put in. Mm. But when I looked at Piranha Plant, I was like, that should have been Kamek or someone. The guy who goes around on the broom. Like the magic wand and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm like, I know the Piranha Plant, everyone knows the Goombas and the Piranha Plants, but they're so
he would have made more sense as an add-on for someone else's character. I get that. Yeah. He comes out of a box that Peach opens or Bowser uses or something
Piranha
like that.
Piranha Plant's addition from the Mario series.
He's a Mario Kart character, they've done crazier things. What about changing Toon Link for Claymation Link?
I mean, I'd be okay with
that. I feel if there was another Smash game, they would almost certainly do that because Link now has two of those on the Switch, and it's been ages since we've had a Wind Waker type game. You know?
And in fairness, Toon Link for me doesn't do a whole lot for me as a version of Link in the game.
I like the explosion animation of his bombs, but otherwise, I don't like that.
Because the animation
is that puff of smoke, and it looks great. But otherwise, I'm not a fan.
I think then the last one, and this kind of hurt me to say this, but the last one I would have removed from the game. Because I love that she got in. I love her as a character in Animal Crossing. But Isabelle, I was like, because none of us as a crew, I'll pick her the odd time just because I know Isabelle, you know, and I loved her little character in Animal Crossing. But to me, Animal Crossing isn't a big enough game across Nintendo to have representation of two characters.
I say that, but in terms of money making, it's definitely.
But
she is the face of that game now because Villager doesn't really have a face.
Villager is whatever is your character, essentially. But I would have taken her out, and I would have loved, and this is more of a personal note, and I don't think I don't know if they're deserving, because I think Ratchet and Clank kind of took their position, but Jack and Daxter, I would have loved to have seen Jack and Daxter in Smash Brothers. One of my first memories of the PlayStation 2 was those characters. I think they are such a good duo. Like when you have those like the Ratchet and Clank, the Jack and Daxter, I'm always like, fuck a Ratchet and Clank. Jack and Daxter are away, but like Daxter's like, you know, Jack being the silent protagonist and Daxter being the one who talks for the two of them and he's annoying and he gets him into trouble. I was like, these are a pair that I love to see in Smash Brothers. And I think with all the energy things that you can get in the game, that you can charge up with electricity and stuff.
Unique attacks with them, for
sure. Really unique things with Jack and Daxter, and I would have loved for them to have made the cut as well. And absolutely, you know, take Isabelle out there and put Jack and Daxter in, I would have been very okay with that.
All right, give me one more simple one in that I would get rid of and keep, obviously, is Dr. Mario. I can't stand. I don't think he should be in the game at all, but he's another character like Little Mac, where like if you can't fall off the sides, then he's brilliant. But if he can't fall off the sides, then he's rubbish.
He's just
a Mario, but stronger. But replacing Dr. Mario, I would have Paper Mario, because Paper Mario has become a massive character now in recent
years.
Great
choice.
And
I like
Paper
that.
Mario series is huge. And he's just, in terms of animations, folding up into a little paper, becoming a little ball, I think there's so much room for creativity that Sakurai could do with that franchise.
It was funny that Paper Mario wasn't added. Like, that's something when I was thinking
there's another
Brand
character who probably did deserve to be there. Yes. That's why he, after Travis Touchdown, Paper Mario was my next.
Yes.
Because it's a massive
more so than
representation
like,
in the series.
Yeah, like, I mean, Dr. Mario had its game, which was like a fucking stupid
on the Game
whatever.
Boy or
yeah, whatever.
Like fucking 50 years ago.
But Paper Mario became such a, like, people loved like the humor in Paper Mario and the style of the game. It was a really unique version of Mario, kind of like the, I don't really like Toon Link, I don't think Wind Waker was my kind of game, but I like that they tried to change up the whole animation
exactly,
style.
Yeah.
Paper Mario was a real successful version of that, and yeah, absolutely deserving. And as you said, Dr. Mario was kind of an echo of Mario, whereas Paper Mario would be his own character for sure. You know, we'd be
very interesting. He's just too unique just by his design to ever like follow someone else's moveset. Plus, he has a little hammer.
We love that. So there you go. There you have it. I would kick Ridley, Karin, Piranha Plant, Lucario, and Isabelle straight out of Smash Brothers and add in Master Chief, Crash Bandicoot, Aloy, Jack and Daxter, and Phoenix Wright. Craig, you were kind of get rid of half the fucking Fire Emblem cast. Who else did you say you'd knock out?
Paper Mario and Toon Link.
So no, Paper Mario. Oh, Dr. Mario and Toon Link.
Or Dr. Mario and Toon Link.
And then you were going to add Paper Mario
and the Claymation Link.
Claymation Link.
Who I would change his name for sure, but
yeah, Claymation Link is not a good one. Like Clay Link, I don't know what you call him. But and then Travis Touchdown. Yeah. Were your additions. That's what I mean. Like when you think, you know, Smash Bros. Ultimate is the greatest Smash Bros. Game. I don't know if it will
but
be better.
I had to comb my list to even find though, and even then, I don't really need them to be in or out. I'm completely fine with the roster the way they are.
Yeah,
you know. Like Pichu and Dr. Mario, characters like that don't make any sense just because Smash Ultimate is like in 2024 right now.
Yeah.
But like when they were announced, it made sense.
Yeah.
And they only exist because we have everyone. You know? So I'm fine with it.
Amazing. Well, there you have it. There's our list of if they could, maybe we would, but who needs it? Like, you know, Craig, thank you so much for hopping on this post show episode with me. If you're enjoying this, tell your friends about the post show. $3, €3 a month, less than a coffee, and you get so much more content of me talking to the guys about absolute shite. So, hope you enjoy this episode. Tune in for when myself and Craig will be revisiting the Smash Brothers series on our main show, which will be a couple of weeks down the line. And we're going to touch upon like the music, maps, everything, the kind of surrounding Smash Brothers, the extra bits. And again, if you're looking for something spooky, it is spooky season right now. We're in October. Myself, Andy, and Chris will be meeting up to talk about Still Wakes the Deep and our review on that game. So check that out. It's coming up next week. Craig, thank you so much. It's been
I'm
a pleasure.
We got through it.
We did. We got there. And to our listeners, as always and forever, keep enjoying the gift that is gaming. Peace out.